Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. 115 episodes, 115 episodes. It really is amazing. We've gotten here because of you, the listener. Again, thank you for tuning in. Patrick here, whether you're riding a bike on that commute we all hate or flinging weights at the gym. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. I was talking to one of my colleagues a few days ago. We were talking about some issues within my organization and some mentoring issues that we were having where, you know, certain people are not getting the mentorship and the guidance that they need to be getting. And what is a mentor? You know, if you look in the dictionary, it could be an experienced and trusted advisor, someone, you know, who advises and trains, especially younger people who's in that senior role. But a mentor can be really anybody you choose that you want to get advice from and guidance from. So in a police organization, the younger officers usually come to the older officers for guidance and you know, tips, suggestions. And, you know, some of the older officers, the senior officers, and I don't mean age, but, you know, the senior officers, you know, take some of these officers under their wings and really guide them. And as a member of my administration and my department, I love seeing that because we owe it to the next generation of law enforcement to pass that knowledge on and to guide them and to train them. Now, some leaders out there, they view this somehow as a threat. I've never gotten that, maybe because, you know, maybe I'm just secure and I don't worry about stuff like that. But some leaders out there, and maybe you have them in your organization, they are so afraid of training the next generation, or, I mean, they might do the bare minimum, but really going out on a limb and really taking somebody out under their wing and really mentoring them and guiding them. Some leaders out there are so afraid because they're afraid, well, if I train this person, this young officer, to do my job, well, God, they're going to take my job, right? And we can't have that. So some people out there, they view that as a threat. And there's probably other reasons why they're not mentoring or training their people. But that's the one I see a lot in my lifetime and in my professional journey throughout this world. That's what I've seen. And it's horrible because you're not training the next generation. You're not passing on that knowledge. That's what, you know, part of life is about, right? Passing the knowledge on to our kids, the people who are younger, so they can grow up and they can pass the knowledge that we gave to them onto their generation or the next generation below them, right? So mentorship and mentoring is so important, especially in law enforcement and criminal justice. You have to mentor and coach the next generation. I mean, I guess you don't have to, and see what happens. You know, mentors or business coaches are one of the most valuable resources somebody can get. And sometimes people have questions of, well, where do I find a mentor? You know, how much are they going to cost? You know, how do I find them? Well, there's mentors probably all around you. And here's the thing. In my opinion, you don't have to go pay. You definitely can pay for coaching and people who are mentor you. But mentors can be in books. They can be in podcasts you listen to. They don't necessarily have to be people that you know or you have to pay to get their advice or guidance. Some of my most favorite mentors, and they don't even know they're my mentors, but they are, you know, people that I listen to on podcasts, people like, you know, Lewis Howes and, you know, Tim Ferriss, you know, Tony Robbins. They're my mentors. And they don't even know they're my mentors, but I listen to their podcasts, very inspirational, uplifting. I read their books. And they are my mentors. So, you know, get this out of your head that you have to physically know somebody or you know, there has to be some connection with another person. If you have that, that's amazing. That is great. Take advantage of it. You know, but a lot of times I view mentors as people, they don't have to be right in front of you. You don't have to be on the phone. You can find mentorship through books. You can find it through, podcasts, through other means of information. But they don't necessarily have to be those people, right in front of you. You know, and what's great about mentors or coaches, I view coaches and mentors kind of as the same thing, is that they can come in all shapes and sizes. And they can handle the myriad of topics that you might be going through. So if you are having some maybe promotional issues, maybe you're not getting promoted in an organization, or you're not moving up that chain as quickly as you would like to be doing, or maybe you have tips and suggestions, and we had this in a previous podcast of how you can learn how to master an oral board for you criminal justice people out there. Maybe it's time to reach out to some of those senior officers and ask for some guidance and some mentorship. It is not a sign of weakness, folks, and that's another thing. In law enforcement, sometimes if we ask for help or guidance, sometimes that's a sign of weakness. Folks, that is a sign of strength, and you have to take advantage of those people around you. I have never... And again, I'm not, I don't claim to know everything, but I've never, and I guess it could happen, but I've never asked somebody for help and they say no, or I need your guidance, or will you give me your guidance or mentorship. I've yet to find somebody that's going to say no and slam the door in my face. I guess anything's possible. I guess maybe you've experienced that, and I apologize if you have, but most people, most of the time, are willing to go out on that limb and help you. Because they are secure. They don't have some fear that you're going to supplant them or you're going to take their jobs. Right? Good stuff, folks. I hope you enjoy. I hope you find value in this show. So thank you for tuning in and sharing the show with others. Again, you can reach me on Twitter and LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm on all the platforms. I would love to hear from you. If you head over to cjevolution.net, that is the website. You can find links to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Please reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. There's also a link for iTunes. You can rate and review my podcast, folks. Again, some great guests coming on pretty soon. Stay tuned for that. And I will talk with everybody very soon. Thank you again for all the first responders out there keeping us safe. You all rock. We would not have this great country unless it was the brave men and women in all of the uniforms, whether it's military or law enforcement, protecting us all the time. Thank you, each and every one of you, for doing a tremendous job. Take care, everybody. I will talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.